This is the place where sports memes collide, Dead in Sports 365. And today, I want to talk about Dame Dillard. I finally got around to listening to the interview that he did with Draymond Green, and it was really interesting and a very good listen. If you guys get a chance, you should go definitely check it out. But he said really something that I found interesting to me in the sense of his place in the league. And he said that, you know, a lot of college guys and young guys fuck with him, but it's like the media to a certain degree respect him, but they don't really put him up there with the upper tier of other NBA players. And one of the interesting points in the episode was when he discussed what happened last year with the MVP race and how he should have, Draymond basically asked him if he should have been higher in the MVP running. And, you know, he felt that he should. And he started to cite off some of the reasons why. And, you know, he was okay with Steph being ahead of him because it's fucking Steph Curry, right? But he felt that given the run that he went on, given the run that the team went on, that there definitely should have been more consideration, because here's Steph in a play-in game that went on a hell of a run last year, and they were talking about MVP candidacy, but dang, no. Another reason why he has respect for Dame is because, you know, Steph is that he went to a mid-major just like him. And, you know, I think that when we think about Dame and his career, and you think about all the teammates that he's played with, another observation he had is that he's only really played with one all-star, and that's LaMarcus. And if you think if there was anybody else not named Dame, he would definitely get a lot of shine. And it goes to show you how the media kind of pick and chooses who they want to be in the limelight and who they doesn't. So if all the college guys and young guys fuck with Dame, you would think that that would translate over to NBA media coverage. But for whatever reason, it doesn't. They gave him a brief spotlight, you know, last year, but, you know, or a couple of years after that. But that's about it, you know. And one of the things that he mentioned and why he should have been considered was, you know, this run. He had 60 points against the Warriors, 60 points against the Nets, 60 points against Dallas. He had 50 points against Philly, 50 against Denver, and 50 against the Lakers. When he was player of the week, he averaged 52, 10, and 8. And the following week after that, he averaged 47, 10, and 9. If that was anybody else, that was Steph, LeBron, KD, fucking shit, you name them. He would have been in the MVP running or higher than Dame was last year, simply just because off of brand recognition, I guess. I don't know. But those are crazy numbers. And this was Dame. Dame cited it on the episode. So that's where I'm pulling this information from. It came out of his mouth. So yeah, I think I agree with Dame. And, you know, I think one of the things that Dame is content walking away with is that he feels that he will be respected when he's gone, and that he's kind of accepted his place among the NBA lot, you know, among the NBA pedigree. And, you know, on this show, we've discussed plenty of times how Dame really should be up there in the conversation more and more. And, you know, even among his peers, they kind of acknowledge the same thing. So it was really interesting. I think if you guys get a chance, definitely go listen to the interview just to kind of get an insight of what these guys think. And I think that one of the reasons why I love the sports media that's going on with the players talking to players is that we as viewers, as fans, we have this one thing in our head, and we have things that are also force fed to us by the media. When you get a chance to listen to them talk to themselves, talk to one another, it's a real camaraderie and a respect there that you know, you kind of don't really get a chance to witness, and it's really, really dope. So Dame basically set out this year because he was hurt. He was hurt all year, for the last couple of years, and he just basically sat out, got the surgery, et cetera, et cetera. And he made it sound like he was really, really busted up, and a lot of the NBA, a lot of his colleagues knew that as well and really encouraged him to get the surgery. But, yeah, man, I just want to know from you guys, man, like, is Dame not appreciated? Will we appreciate Dame when he's gone? And I wonder if the NBA media would do the same. So that's going to do it for me. I'll catch you guys next time. Let me know in the comment section, man. And thumb up this video. I'm out. Peace.